Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. Stories come in all shapes, sizes, and strangenesses. Today's story is a monologue that tells a story and shares some values in a rather unconventional way. All I can say is it is never a dull moment with friend of the show, Wayne Karchner. Here's Wayne.
How does this friggin' thing work? Blasted humans and their technology. Hello there. Hello. Everybody there? Okay, don't panic. I'm a demon from heck. And well, there's no easy way to say this, but all of you listening to me, well, you've all died. Hang on, I'm getting a message on my earpiece from heaven. Yes. Yes, I know there's a fetching profanity filter in place. I couldn't even say the word heck. Yes, I know any swear word I say will be changed to something else. Well, of course I'm going to swear I'm a Trellin demon for Rose's sake. This is not my first glossy time. Shucking dungeons and flaming kittens, would you leave me be and let me do my frellin' job for Marge's sake? Trillion purple angels think we demons don't know how to do our jobs. Always we are holier than thou. Well, flip and fetch and fudge to you. Oh, balderdash, now I sound like a Mormon missionary. Where was I? Don't worry, the fact that I'm a demon does not mean you're all going to eternal tickling, more's the pity. There's no angels available, so they offered me a wonderful food if I'd handle this, but I have to deal with you worms. Or do what they tell me or I won't get any. They offered me coffee grounds, potato peelings, brown bananas, rotten peas, chunks of sour cottage cheese. Oh, I can hardly wait. But first I have to deal with all of you Morlinks. Angels also insisted I wear clothes. Can you believe they wanted to cover up this wonderful physique? My name is His Majestic Obscene Pustula the Third, or Humphs for short. You can call me Timmy if that's easier for you. You've all died. It had nothing to do with COVID or measles or any of the other things that are going around, although we are proud of all those things, including bird flu. Kenny has a really weird thing for Furbies. He got a nasty virus when he downloaded a sketchy Furby app onto his phone earlier today, and that virus spread to his phone, and it spread to every device that's listening to this. And, well, you know, I know most computer viruses can't hurt people, but just go with it for this story, okay? Anyway, Kenny, man, you really need help with that Furby thing of yours. Those are weird Furbies you got into. Your deaths were pickle disgusting, all the vomiting and writhing. I felt all cuddly frog inside watching. Be glad you don't remember it. You can be sure those of you who are coming to heck with me will have that memory restored. Now, normally when somebody dies, that person sees a light, which leads to a relative who explains things. But with Kenny killing so many at once, we had to make special arrangements. In a few minutes, each of you will see a light over in a corner. Now, some of you may see a very bright dark. I'll call your name from a list, and you'll proceed to the final judgment. I don't know who will go where, since my side doesn't get to do the judging, more's the pity. If we did, we would have gotten our hands on that monkey-faced Mother Teresa. She messed us up pretty bad. But I have an idea that Kenny's one of ours. He just has that look. He seems innocent on the surface, but, you know, that Furby thing. I'm pretty sure he's Farfenberger. Oh, I blowfate that profanity filter. I don't know what's taken those fanterting angels so long to get their monkeys together and show us the light. I don't want to spend any more time with you harntongs than I have to. Your dead bodies are starting to smell. Any while, that is pleasant. I have an appointment with Wormtongue to hang out in a dark alley and scare people. You know what? While we wait, there's some things I wanted to tell people for centuries. It's too late for any of you, but if you were to live any longer, here's some advice I'd give you. Some of you, and you know who you are clearly perfect. You want to make sure your spouse is as perfect as you are. Be sure and tell him or her every little thing they do wrong. I mean, it's your freaking duty to change them. If your spouse doesn't appreciate your suggestion, something's seriously wrong with him or her. Oh, and men, always be helpful to your wife. She may not realize she's putting on a few extra pounds unless you let her know. Remember, honesty in marriage above all else. And women, when your husband starts to tell a story and gets a small detail wrong, make sure you interrupt and correct him. He'll appreciate it. Now, arguments are inevitable in marriage, but compromising isn't. If you know you're right, stick to your guns. Never back down. Never apologize. It's the principle of the thing. Let's talk politics. You know your opinions are right. It is clear. Anyone who disagrees with you is just wrong and has no business talking, so don't let them. If they write something online, reply in all uppercase. Shut them down. Anyone who disagrees with you has no right to speak. Of course, every single one of you knows which political party is on his side up there and which party is on our side. And if you voted for... Oh, hang on. Wait a minute. I'm getting something. What? Really? I'm a demon for Bob's sake. Of course I'm going to lie. Oh, these blogging angels won't let me have any fun. If I keep it up, I won't get any moldy melons. Okay, he with a capital he, doesn't care about your politics. He just wants you to be nice to everybody. But I'll tell you something. Please, please, please cut somebody out of your life because of his political views. I mean, Jesus said, love thy neighbor, but did he really mean your brother-in-law with his crazy idea? When I'm in heck heating the coals, it just warms the cockles of my non-existent gopher heart when somebody tells me they never spoke to so-and-so again because of his politics. I'm getting something in my earpiece again. I think we're just about ready. Wait a minute. What? Well, tramp my foobar to mush and paint me purple. Really? Well, okay, I'll tell them. Well, everybody, I don't think this has ever happened before. I've been told that Kenny's mom can't be allowed to die. She has a destiny here that will affect the rest of eternity. So a platoon of angels is currently working on reversing time so Kenny won't download that app from the Furby site and you won't die. Really, man, Ken, get help with that. I'm a demon, and even I think you're weird. I'm not certain if any of you will remember this at all or not, but if you do remember, then please remember that you have a second chance at life, and be sure you remember this one thing. Before you got married, you told her you loved her. There's no use repeating yourself.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Wayne Karchner, for sharing his story. Wayne is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild. For more information on him and his work, be sure to check out his profile on utahstorytellingguild.website. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.